Father in heaven, Lord, we do pause at this moment. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you've granted us your word, Lord, and we bless you for your word that we have here before us. Lord, as we look at your word here, we ask that you would just speak to our hearts, Father. Lord, we thank you. I pray that you would grant me words, Father, that I could just share a devotion to encourage the hearts of all the listeners, Father. I do pray for your word, Lord, the anointing of your spirit upon it. Father, we bless you for your word here this morning, and we bless you that we are so freely blessed with your word, and we just commit your word into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, for a devotion, I would like to turn to Matthew 5, and we will be reading verses 1 through 11. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. So as an encouragement to each of your hearts, I just want to look at these words and the Beatitudes here, and we'll start in verse 3. It says, Blessed are the poor in spirit. And the word poor simply means to be a beggar. And when we consider a beggar, we see someone that is begging for food or begging for his needs. And Jesus says, "Blessed are we when we are beggars. We see our need, and we are begging him to help us." And Jesus says that when we are poor in spirit, we are begging and asking him, he will in no wise cast us out. Verse 4, he says, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. When we are poor in spirit and we see our undoneness and we are mourning over our undoneness, and we see the Word of God, and we mirror our lives with the Word of God, and we humble ourselves, as it says in verse 5, then we will be blessed. In verse 6, Jesus says, Blessed are you when you hunger and thirst after righteousness. So my encouragement is that we would hunger after righteousness, the things that are right, the things that are pure, the things that are holy. And Jesus says here that we will be filled. We will be filled with peace and joy. that only comes from Jesus Christ. When we hunger and thirst after the things of this world, we are left empty. Our hearts, our souls are left empty. It doesn't feel. Verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So to look at our lives, are we merciful? Are we long suffering? Are we patient? Jesus says when we are merciful, we will obtain mercy. Verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart. The only thing that is going to see God is purity and holiness. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When something is pure, it is without spot. It is crystal clear. There's no spots in it. And he says, we need to be pure in heart if we are going to see God. Blessed, verse 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Are we peacemakers? Or are we troublemakers? we can choose to be a peacemaker and be called the children of God, or else we can be one that's always stirring up trouble or stirring up strife. And if we are stirring up strife, we will not be called the children of God. Verse 10 says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we look at being persecuted for righteousness' sake, it goes against our flesh, what our flesh desires. But Jesus says, when we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, the kingdom of heaven is ours. He says in 11, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. In verse 12, he says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So if we are buffeted for standing for Jesus, if we are persecuted for standing for Jesus, if we are mocked and ridiculed for standing for Jesus, he says we should rejoice in verse 12, because we're not the only ones that were persecuted. The prophets that were before us suffered the same thing. So we should rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Jesus suffered. So my heart in sharing this devotion is to stir our hearts to think like Jesus thinks, to put on the mind of Christ, as it says in Philippians 2, to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So I just want to bless you with this word, and I pray that your hearts will be encouraged to serve the Lord Jesus, as my heart was encouraged just looking at these scriptures.